North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein is asking the state Supreme Court to overturn a decision by regulators to let Duke Energy charge ratepayers for coal ash cleanups. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
In orders last year, the North Carolina Utilities Commission allowed Duke Energy's two North Carolina operating divisions to recover hundreds of millions of dollars spent so far to clean up coal ash at plants around the state, minus $100 million in penalties. In the appeal filed Friday, Stein says it's not fair to charge customers the full cost.
I do not believe that it is reasonable for Duke to put the cost on cleaning up coal ash onto the backs of the ratepayers, which is you and me, when Duke knew that for decades now that coal ash is a pollutant and that can cause issues with groundwater.
Stein says shareholders should bear their fair share of the costs. And the attorney general objects to the commission's decision to let Duke earn a profit on cleanups by charging customers more than the actual expenses. He says the company should not profit from fixing a problem it could have avoided. Duke Energy said in a statement it believes the commission's decision, quote, was fair and gives customers the full benefits of cleaner and more reliable power while keeping rates as low as possible. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.